Blog Talk Radio.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise ye the Lord, saints. Good morning, saints, and welcome to another Sunday morning edition of Sunday Morning Live from the Straight Life Church of God Pentecostal Incorporated, where our apostle, chief apostle, is Robert L. Williams, Sr. He's our pastor here at 4228 Mercer Road right here in Decatur, Georgia, right off Covington Highway. Come on out and fellowship with us, and we're going to be here praising up the Lord and just lifting up his name. Come on out and join us. We're doing it live right now for Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk from the Straight Life Church of God Pentecostal Incorporated right here in Decatur, Georgia. Looking forward to seeing you. And now we'll go live to our service.
To the Father, blessed by me. I have read to you from St. John, the 14th chapter, verse down to the 16th verse. May God have
assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a portrait of glory divine.
I just need to know.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. We will have responsive reading by Sister Carla White.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The responsive reading is the leader of the congregation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't have a program, just raise your hand, and the usher will bring you one. Program. Amen. The usher will bring you a program.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is a great day. Why? Because we're here. The Lord has made. Amen. Great day. Okay. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Know ye that the Lord is God.
He is he that have made us, and not we ourselves.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We will have at this time the welcome by Minister Latonya Spurley.
Praise and worship.
Yeah. Praise and worship. Praise Him.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
I'm going Thank you. Amazing grace. Amen. That's a praise right there. Give the man, of course, another hand praise, everybody. It's given time at straight line. Time for us to bless the Lord's house and bless our own selves as well by giving. For the scripture says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good men, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. That's God's plan of putting money in your pocket. You want a whole lot of those Benjamins, then give back to God. And see what God give it right back to you. Amen. We want to bless God's house and do what he says. He says, try me.
That's right.
And see if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven.
That's what he said.
This is Malachi 3. Malachi the 3rd chapter. And pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Now I know God will do it because he's done it for me many times. I didn't even know where my blessing was coming from. And God just opened up the windows for me. And he's going to do the same for you this morning. I want you to bless the Lord's house. If you're paying by check, make your check payable to the Straight Line Church of God, Pentecostal. If you're busy and you want to write a check, whatever God lays on your heart to bless this house with, then you do just what he said. I would like for all of our tithe payers to come and enter the center aisle. If you're paying your tithes today, the first lady's got my tithes, and I don't know where she is. She was on the way to church, but she'll be here after a while. After a while. Amen. But if you just come on, and those of you who are paying your tithes, and come on down. Come on down. You're paying your tithes. Line up both sides of the aisle, depending on what side of your seat you're sitting on. Amen. Is Sister Karen Herbert here? Amen. All right, then, Sister Margaret, I want to ask that you bless our offering. Amen. I want to ask everybody else to stand with your offering in your hand. Just get it. If you don't have anything, just get something to wave at God.
Amen.
Amen. I plant this seed
in God's house
to do
what he told me to do.
He told me to give,
and I'm going to give,
knowing that God's going to give it back. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Remain standing as we bless this offering. Sister Margaret.
Every head bows to you. Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to give, Lord. Oh, Father God, you bless us, Lord, to go out and earn wages, Lord. Oh, God, that we may pay our tithes and give an offering to your house, Lord. Oh, Father God, you say give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, and run it over, shall men give unto their, to your bosom. Oh, God, bless the ones that have to give today, Lord. Oh, Father God, those that don't have, Lord, oh, God, bless them that they may be able to give on the next time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. How does the view come? Usher directly from the rear to bring our offering. Thank you. Now, if you're here today and you're having your baby dedicated and you have not given your information to Sister Denise Parker, she's not here right now, but you may give that information to the ushers. If you're having your baby, that's Sister Denise. She needs your information, and if you don't see Sister Denise, you may give it to the ushers. Anyone having a baby dedicated who has not given your information to Sister Denise, you may do so and always give it to the ushers. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Everybody feel happy. Amen. We thank God for this great, great service, and we're just so happy to be coming to you, amen, over the airwaves at WYAT. Amen. And we're always happy to bring on board our radio audience along with our audience in here today. And we're just having a great, great time in the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord is going to bless us real, real good. At this time, we'd like for you to stand for the reading of the word coming to you through Lady Williams. She'll come now with the word to be followed by the choir.
Praise God. I'm reading from Exodus, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse down to 3-5. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise God. I have special guests this morning. That's why we're late. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight.
Yeah.
Why the bush is not burnt. And the Lord said that he turned aside to see, and God called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not now hither. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I'm a pilgrim,
I'm a pilgrim,
and a stranger, traveling through this barren land. But I've got a home,
I've got a home,
he doesn't care what I do. It's a stranger, family through, it's everywhere, but I've got no, I'm just kidding.
From heaven. And you said in your word that the church should hear what the Spirit says to the church. Not what the gossip says, but what the Spirit says to the church. And we have our ears and our hearts open to that which you will deposit in our souls and spirit today. Speak to our hearts and our minds that we may be edified today, that someone may be healed, somebody may be delivered, somebody may be snatched out of hell's fire. Father, in the name of Jesus, do it for your name's sake, and you will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It's a good day to be at Straight Life. It's a good day to be in the land of the living and not among the dead. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. You got breath in your body. You are not mine, saying praise the Lord. You are not mine, saying amen. Amen. We do a lot of things with our mouth, so why not praise God? Why not give God some glory? Why not say amen? Why not say yes, Lord? Why not? Touch the neighbor and say, why not praise him? In the mighty name of Jesus. Ain't he good? Don't act like he hasn't been good to you. Did he wake you up this morning? Did he start to out on your way? Won't God do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Amen. I don't know how y'all feel, but I feel good. Living with Jesus alone. Oh, my God.
Y'all forgive me. I'm just happy. I don't want to mess up nobody's sad part and nobody's dreary day. I'm through with dreary days. Long as I got blood running warm in my veins, long as I got the attributes of my limb, I'm through with dreary days. The worry day was deep. He was done the day before. I'm not preaching yet, but I'm just happy, amen. I'm just testifying to the goodness of the Lord. Glad to see so many visitors here and all of these young people who will be dedicated to the Lord. We're just so happy to have you at Straight Life. And I pray that I say something that will inspire you, that will motivate you, and that make you feel better. But then if I don't, it won't mean that I didn't preach.
Yeah.
Amen. The gospel is good news.
Yeah.
I just come to give you good news.
Amen.
In the midst of bad times and economic depression and this and that, I just come to give you a word of good news.
Yeah.
And our text came from Exodus chapter 3. I'm really going to focus on verses 3 through 5, which I'll read again. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why? The bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called him out of the midst. God will call you out sometime. Ain't that good? God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not hither. Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I want to talk today from the thought. Activate your faith.
Amen.
Activate your faith. Can y'all say that with me? Activate your faith. Say it one more time. Activate your faith. Out there, activate. Woman, help today. Activate your faith. It wasn't that long ago. I was standing in line, paid for this item. Pull out my card to pay for the item. This time I had money in the bank. This time. But it wouldn't go through. It wouldn't go through. I found out, I called, found out what had happened. Found out that the expiration date on my car had expired. I said, I have a new car. We sent it over 3 weeks ago. So here I am walking around with an old car that ain't no good. And I got somewhere in the house a new car that ain't no good. It's bad to have a calling in your life that ain't no good. Because all y'all been called. Everybody sitting in here been called. But some of us, the call ain't no good. Because you have not activated your call. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor. Did you activate your call? You got a call on your life. Don't sit back and act like you haven't been called. I'm up here preaching because I activated my call from years ago. Long time ago, like 19 years old. I couldn't be waiting. I couldn't wait on Ray Ray now. I couldn't wait on the boys to validate me. I couldn't wait on my honey. Oh, I'm sorry for that. That was before we got married. I couldn't wait on the lady to activate me. I found out, Bobby, I got to activate my own self. I got to get this thing active so I can use it, because I can have $1 million in the bank. But if my car ain't activated, If it has expired, I ain't gonna be able to buy nothing. And all I had, I don't buy much at the store. I probably had a nut. What I probably had, a newspaper and some fruit. A couple of oranges, a few apples, and bananas. I have a whole lot, but, you know, and I think I had the money, enough money to pay for what I bought. But the point is, had I been empty on gas like I often am, I would have been in trouble, James. I would have been in trouble because I'm sitting there with a bank full of money.
Amen.
Well, the bank ain't full of money, but I'm sitting there with a little money in the bank. But the card ain't no good. I'm sitting there looking at all of this talent. I'm looking at all of this anointing and all of the callings that are in this church.
Amen.
But I'm wondering, is the call any good?
Oh, yeah.
And it reminded me of Moses. This man is sitting there fooling with sheep.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't fear Moses.
Yeah.
Here's this guy working with all these sheep. I'm saying sheep. Look at what the text says. Now, Moses kept a flock of Jethro. Verse 1. Moses kept a flock of Jethro. Y'all a flock.
Mm-hmm.
My flock.
Yeah.
Straight life flock.
Yeah.
And I got to keep it.
Yeah.
Colette got a flock.
Yeah.
Dion, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all. That's Colette's flock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cad, you got a flock.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell them all. All y'all got flock.
That's right.
But you got to keep.
Amen.
And here he is walking around with this serious call on his life.
Yeah.
Here's a man that will later split the Red Sea. Just
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't that some power?
Yeah.
Ain't that good news?
Yeah.
Ain't got to set feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got to say, all he got to do is.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some folks that the devil done backed up against the wall. And why do you back up in a crack? And you bad mouthing yourself and you bad mouthing others and you bad mouthing God when all you got to do is stretch out your head. Elbow your neighbor to stretch out your head. I tell you to stretch out your head. You got more anointing than you that meets the eye. You got more of a call in you that you recognize. But you've been sitting back, messing with the flock. Messing around with the flock. You're messing with the billy goats. And you've been tied up with the sheep. Because we don't recognize that we got this serious anointing. And we don't want to activate it. We don't want to activate it. And see, I found out that before I activate the car, I got to talk to somebody in order to activate. I couldn't do it myself. I don't care how much money I had in the bank, how much Holy Ghost I say I got, how many scriptures I can quote. Are y'all with me? How many Bible verses I know? If my call has never been activated, I've never validated myself. Sometimes we invalidate ourselves because of our actions. So I call to ask the people, look, I got money in the bank. What wrong? They said, look at your card. You got to look at what you're doing. You got to look at you.
Amen.
That's our problem.
Yeah.
Some of us got a problem. We can look at James. We can look at Clark. We can look at Melvin. Come on. We can look at McKissick.
Yeah.
Mackie.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
We can look at all these folks.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
But have I looked? I'm looking at you, but have I looked at me?
All right.
Have I got enough intestinal fortitude to look at me and then turn around and recognize something wrong with me? Something wrong with how I do stuff. Something wrong with Moses here messing with the flock.
And it says, the scripture says he kept the flock of Jethro. Why? This man with this anointing, because he had messed up. He had messed up. Let me bring it forward. Moses had killed somebody.
Yeah.
And Moses was on the run.
Uh-huh.
And Moses' call had been on pause. Not stopped.
Hallelujah.
Not eradicated.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But God had to put him on pause until he got himself together. So Moses runs out of Egypt, lands in Midian, and stays there long enough to hide from Pharaoh.
Yeah.
But I know what y'all are doing this morning, but somebody getting ready to come out and hide. There's some folk got some anointing in here. And I speak to every gift that's in this church. I speak to every talent that's in this church. You coming out of your hiding place today. You going to say, I ain't able to hide no more. I got to let folk know I really have an ability to say. And we heard a song this morning. Y'all should have been at Sunday school. The Sunday school kids sung a song that Taylor wrote. Where's Sister Taylor? They over there at the children up in children's church right now. But Sister Taylor wrote the song. I thought some great writer or songwriter, Taylor wrote it. And what grade is this child in? That's a fourth grade child. Payne granddaughter. And that's your child, LaShondra daughter. Come on here, somebody. See, folks don't remember where you come from until you do something. Folks don't know what the name is until you do something. Folks don't know what your talent is and what your anointing is until you do something. Just two people said, do something. Do something, do something. You got to do something with the gift that you have. You got to do something with the anointing that you have. You can't just be satisfied with going to church sitting down. We had a good time today. What did y'all say? I don't know. What did he preach? I don't know. What do something with you? I don't know. Can I get a witness here? I didn't call you to just sit around and be a lump on a log. God called me to do something. I'm glad that when I was 19, I said, God, and this is what I told. I talked to the preacher yesterday in the pulpit at the film. He said, what's your secret? I've been around so long.
Uh-huh.
What's your secret for being able to? Because he's been around a lot of folks, and he's been in a lot of ministries where preachers have stopped.
Yeah.
Churches have closed up.
Yeah.
He says, so what's your secret? You still got straight life. You think, I told God.
Yeah.
I told God at 19, if you say it,
yeah,
I won't disappoint you.
Yeah.
And I meant every word I said.
Yeah.
What are you telling God? So in order to activate the card, point number one is you got to, the process requires you to have a conversation with God.
Amen.
You got to have a conversation with God. You need a conversation with yourself. So let's start out. Point number one, have the conversation with God.
Amen.
And in order to have a conversation with God, you got to get to where God is.
Amen.
God ain't no honky-tonk. God ain't in the crack house. Come on, somebody. God ain't at the party. No, get to where God is. Y'all don't want to go with me. Y'all ain't got no amens now. Let me work with this side over here. Let me work with the crump side. Yeah. You got to get to where God is. Get to where God is. God will mess up your mind. I mean, he won't mess up your mind. He'll get in your mind.
You know what little bit got in your mind? Made you feel like you were all muscle and strong, all swole up.
And you know you weren't all that. That's why you need to talk to God. See, folks will have your mind messed up. Folks will have you thinking you up there when you really not up there. And the same people that put you up there, they'll drop you. They'll turn you loose.
Because it was 1968, 1st of November,
more house than this.
Mm-hmm.
Coach ought to have you in. Y'all heard of this before. He ought to have you in the game, man.
Uh-huh.
Coach, you ought to be running the ball. We the score was nothing. More fish didn't have no team more out than either. And we playing fish. It's nothing to nothing. It's last game of the year. And I had done a star, and now I'm a bit warmer.
Right.
All y'all pretty folk, all y'all footballers don't know what it is to be a bench rider.
Right.
All you ballers in here, you didn't know my pain. And I'm sitting over there on the sideline wishing I was in the game.
Right.
I'm just sitting over there. And all my boys saying, you ought to be in the game.
Uh-huh.
You can do better than that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm believing it.
Yeah.
I'm believing it.
Yeah.
So I went to do it by code. Stand by God. Get God's attention. Come on, somebody. If you get God's attention, he'll put you in the game. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I stood right by the coach. And the guy in front of me, he fumbled. Coach got mad. Get in there.
Oh, yes. Woo.
I didn't have time to pull up my socks.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have time to straighten my shoulder pads. I was running on the field. Come on, somebody. Anybody ever been out there before your time? Before you were ready? Anybody ever pushed you before you were ready? Because I've been sick for two games. I just, you know, I wasn't game ready. Practice ready, but I wasn't game ready. And I get in the game. They call my number on the goal line. My day in the sun. Y'all don't hear me? This is a true story. It's true. I'm sad that it's true. I love to tell you something. I was a hero. And we're on the goal line. We would win the game if I scored. The hole was yay big. Y'all know what I did. I fumbled. But it's the reaction after the fumble and going back to the sideline, Colette. The same folks that say, you ought to be out there. Man, what are you putting Robert out there for? Y'all don't want to go. What he put right? Come on. That's what he put off. They'll drop you like a hot potato. But God is saying, I won't drop you. I don't care if you fumble or not. I don't care if you mess up or not. I can still use you. If anybody in here know that God can still use me, I may not be cute, but God can use me. I may not be pretty, but God can use me. I may not be rich, but God can use me. Let somebody say, God can use me. God can use me. God can use me. You got to get God to teach you. You got to get God, get what God is. Now watch Moses. Moses ain't stupid. Look at verse 3. And Moses said, I will now. Ooh. Look at what he said, verse 3. Moses said, I will now. Y'all ain't going to say now. Y'all ain't going to scream now. Y'all ain't going to scream at now. Now. I will now. I ain't going to be broke now, but I will now. I'm going to do something with myself now. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to stop making excuses now. I'm going to get out the house on Sunday morning and go to church now. Don't just come up in here because it's baby dedication. Come up and have a Sunday. Will now, Spirit, will get you out of bed on Sunday morning. If you can make it to the club on Saturday night, you ought to be able to make it to church on Sunday morning. Have I got a witness up in here? I will now do my homework.
because I know I got to pass on Friday. I ain't going to be waiting on Friday trying to do nothing knowing that it's gonna, I'm going to flunk the test. So I got to, you got to have a now spirit. I know I want to graduate in 4 years, so I want to go to class in the ninth grade.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to class in the 10th grade. Because if I skip, mess up my 9th grade year, that's going to be a whole other year. Graduate. I don't want to graduate with that lame class behind me. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I want to be with the folk that I'm with. I want to be with my buddies and my
partners.
Y'all ain't never had no partners.
Hallelujah.
The folks that'll laugh at you if you don't make it. Folks that'll make funky girls don't make fun. Guys make fun of each other.
Yeah.
That little slow rivalry. I mean, you don't need that. You want to be with your class. God got you with a certain class, and God expects for you to perform. God wants you to be active and not in. This card was so pretty.
Uh-huh.
Somebody cut my pocket in high school, so I don't carry a wallet no more.
Uh-huh.
It is the truth.
Uh-huh.
And they stole my wallet. And I, since then, I haven't had a wallet. I'm a weird person like that. So we got a weird preacher preaching to you today.
All right.
But this is designed. It's pretty. All of that stuff.
Yeah.
But if it ain't activated,
yeah,
it's not doing nobody in here any good.
Okay.
And doing y'all no good because, see, I can pay my tithes and offering. I go to, before I get here, I go by the bank, give me some money, put in the offering.
Yeah.
And that way, you got to be active. Got to be active. This thing got to be active to do me some good.
Amen.
You.
Yeah.
Devil said you got to be active in order to serve the kingdom. So you got to be active to serve the kingdom. You can't be inactive and serve God. The text that Moses kept Jethro's flock. Where they were goats, where they were sheep, he kept them. That's active. Moses led the flock. That's an active word. Three active things Moses did. Moses pull off your shoes. Moses pulled off his shoes. He's an active guy. I got folks that want to do something, but they don't want to be active. Having the mic to me is not active.
Amen.
That ain't active. It's active when you don't feel good and you still show up. It's active when you don't feel like singing and you get up there and rock the house. That's active. Oh, you think, he feel like preaching. No, you don't feel like preaching every Sunday. I would be sitting out there like that, just chilling. Amen, preach well, go on well. I mean, that's cool, isn't it? If you got to get up here and try to make folks feel good when they already feeling bad,
yeah.
They got all these bills and not all that money,
yeah.
Amen. Some of y'all got love issues. The person you thought loved you don't love you no more. And that's our preacher telling you it's going to be all right. Is anybody going with me this morning? This is the environment that God calls to Moses. This is the environment. Moses getting up there talking to God, saying, God, I'm not me going to tell Pharaoh what? Oh, no. God. I left Pharaoh running. And now you're going to send me back to Pharaoh? Oh, no, God. Do I look stupid or what? And God said, Moses, you better pull off your shoes, because I got you standing on holy ground. I'm getting ready to activate you. I'm getting ready to activate you. Anybody feel an activation going on? Anybody feel like God's getting ready to activate you? In spite of how you feel, in spite of what you've been through, in spite of what's going on with you, God is getting ready to activate you. Somebody say, yeah.
Don't mess with me this morning. God get ready to activate somebody. To activate you, amen, God had to get Moses where he could conversate with him.
Yeah.
You got to conversate with God. You can't just go every day and don't ever talk to God. Amen. You talk to your children. You talk to your mom and dad. You talk to your brothers and sisters. You talk to folks who like you. You talk to folks who don't like you. You talk, 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 talk. But when do we talk to God? Come on, somebody. You got to have some conversation with God. Read the newspaper. That's talking to everybody. We got internet. We got the social network. We all on Facebook and Twitter. We can talk, 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 talk all in the midnight hour. They're ever talking. I wish I had a witness up in here. All the time God sitting back. I wish you could talk to me. Finally Moses said, I'm going to turn aside. I'm gonna quit doing what I... See, then you got to talk to yourself, too. This is what Moses said. Now watch Moses. Moses, I like Moses because he's not crazy. And Moses said, I will now turn aside. Before you talk to God, he ended up talking to himself. He ended up talking to himself out of the stuff that kept him back. I bet that bush been up there. I bet that bush been up there a while.
Yeah.
I bet you that bush, y'all ain't gonna talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all think maybe that bush been burning in a while?
Yeah.
Maybe it took Moses this long to recognize something going on in your life that you need to go check out.
Amen.
Amen. You don't need to see a psychiatrist no more. You've been there enough time for you to be totally healed. But if you just stop and have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about your trouble, he'll hear your faintest cry. And he'll answer by and by. Then you'll feel a little prayer real tiny. And you'll know the fire is burning when you have a little talk with Jesus. Anybody here want to talk with Jesus this morning? Anybody want to talk with Jesus this morning? Moses get up there and something crazy is going on. The bush is talking. Lord have mercy, am I losing my mind? What is this? Moses looks in the bush is talking. See, when God is in the midst, God can make the midst come alive. Amen. When Isaiah, when in the year that earth I died, this is Isaiah 6. Isaiah says, in the year that earth I died, I saw the Lord high lifted up. He said, the train filled the temple. Amen. And the doors of the post, the doorpost moved. That's the voice of God. So when God starts talking, a whole lot of things will start happening. When God starts talking, things in your mind will line up with things that's in your spirit. Have I got a witness here? The problem with most of us, what's in our mind is not what's in my spirit. My spirit wants to do right. My spirit wants to act right. My spirit wants to pay my bills. But my mind says, pay the light. If you play the lottery and you hit it, then you can pay all your bills.
I ain't got no prayer church this morning. Y'all like to perpetrate. And I like to be with you.
Your mind and your spirit are disconnected. Your mind is go play the dog races too. Because you pick the dog, they win. And then after that, go to horse races. And you pick the one to win, you can pay all your bills. And your cousin now, and your mama now, and you can pay all that bills too. Have I got a witness up in here? Anybody that ever tried to talk you out of doing right? Y'all don't want to act right. Y'all don't want to go with me. Is anybody in here that ever tried to talk you out of doing right? What he good? What if you doing stuff you know is wrong? Stuff you used to do a long time ago, but never had you still doing it. Look at that neighbor and say, neighbor, are you still doing it? Are you still doing crazy stuff? Still doing bad stuff? But I'm so glad that Moses looked up there that day. I don't know what it was about that been passing by your blessing. You had a blessing, but you walked by. Come on here, somebody. You had a blessing in your hand, but you walked by. But Moses said, this time, I'm going to keep a blessing. This time, I'm going to get my anointing. This time, I'm going to activate my card. Somebody say, yeah. Somebody help me say, this time, I'm going to make the Lord that all is well. This time, I'm going to make sure that my hands are whole and lift the precious rock. Say, yeah. Let me come back. This time.
Oh, think about this time now, Jenny. Watch this time. Because see, think about it. God could have put a bush. This is Moses. God could have put a bush right there. Why couldn't that bush be on fire? Why couldn't that bush be on fire? Guess where the bush was? Way up the mountain. Somebody church pole. That's the problem with church pole. We like stuff. Give it to us right now. Right now. Here it is. Here you bless. We just go to hustling and jumping. But you got to go somewhere to get it. Tell somebody, I had to go to get this. Y'all ain't gonna talk. I had to go to look like this. All y'all cute folk, tell your pet. Now don't tell nobody ugly, but tell somebody, I had to go to look like this. I had to go somewhere to look like this. I didn't just wake up and look like this. I had to roll my hair last night. Get me up in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to look like this. Anybody going with me? You got to make yourself look presentable. God wants that which is presentable. And so here's Moses, and I'm giving a few more minutes, I'm going to close. So here's Moses climbing the mountain. And I thought about Moses climbing the mountain, and I thought about what we would have said. Ain't nobody going up there. Am I right over here? Am I right on this side? I'm talking about calling the stone mountain. We going stone mountain. Boy, I ain't doing this no more. I mean a real mountain. Now Moses not already spent 40 years in Egypt as a prince. And he spent 40 years in Midian as a sheep keeper. That messed up in itself. This is the part of your mother got baptized. You know, life keep taking you up, then life takes you down. Today you're on the bench, tomorrow you're in the game, but you're fumbling. You get tired. You want to get some calmness, and you want to get some steadiness. Anybody here want to be steady? Am I talking to anybody that's tired, up and down? You got a job today, the next day the job ain't down no more. Have I got a witness here?
Yes.
See, God wants us to be happy. God wants us to be successful. That's the God I'm talking about today. And so Moses got to climb this mountain. But I'm going to kill every last one of y'all in here. I don't care how high this mountain is. You can make it. Whisper at somebody. Y'all whisper at somebody. Say, you can make it. You can make it. I don't care what book of them say. Book of them, they make it. And they want you to think that you can't make it. I'm looking at folks who've been told that you can't make it.
Amen.
But you're going to make it today. You're going to make it today. You're not going back to being a nobody. When God done already made me a somebody. Moses is climbing out of an experience where he's had to work for support his daddy. And being not of that race, he got the job that nobody wanted. Anybody ever had the leftovers? The person you would make sure they're not leftovers. This is somebody you want to be with.
God has ordained that you be with somebody that you want to be with. I'm hitting all kind of subjects, so y'all grab on when you grab on. Be with somebody that you want to be with, and they want to be with you. I got to deal with relationships, because y'all in here too. And as I preach, I feel emotions and spirits, so I got to deal with that. Be sure that who you with, you're not with them just because they make you feel good on this day. But they don't support you emotionally. They don't know how to speak to your emotions. They don't know how to speak to your intellect. Not that they ain't even on the intellectual level that you're on. They're not up there with you. And when they're not up there with you, what are they going to do? I'm going to talk to the lawyer. Apple, what are they going to do? They're going to pull you down. The lawyer, once you get a law degree, they're going to be coming to see you. Oh, I ain't got no money, but soon as my check comes, y'all with me today? But Emma gonna say not. Emma gonna say I'm a granddaughter. Get to where you going. You gotta climb your best. Give it your best shot. Don't give it no halfway shot. God grabbed Moses because Moses was already working. He's already slaving with sheep and things. God said, he'll do that for me, for Jethro. What in the world will he do for me? God looking at what you're going to do in the kingdom. And guess what? The devil is too. Devil don't want you to get that, so he tried to kill Moses. He tried to wipe him out even before he got going good. He tried to kill all the firstborn. But God wiped that thing out. And when he got there, I feel a closing coming on. When he got up there on the mountain, I need to mass cry to get ready, because when I get through, I want you to sing. When he got there on the mountain, everything got happy. God looked at him. God said, and the scripture said, once God saw that he had enough strength and enough spirituality to turn from what he was doing. That's what God's waiting on. Ain't nobody willing to turn, and God ain't going to turn your way. God will turn your way when you turn this way. That's why you get stuck where you are. That's why your life doesn't come together like it should. Because you know if God blessed me, he got to bless you. If God can bless Barack Obama with the highest position, he at least got to give you some kind of position. Because God is not a respecter of person. But if God said it, he's able to do it. If God spoke it, he's able to make it come to pass. He said, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Somebody help me tell him more. Can I get a witness up in here? I'm going to look at and say bye. I'm going to look at crack and say bye.
prayer. And get ready. Look at somebody and say, get ready. Get ready. Here it is. It's all in God's hands. God is in control. Lift your hands and tell God. Now the choir is going to come and they're going to bless us, and then we're going to come back to see if there's anyone who wants deliverance, anyone want to be healed, anyone want to be set free, anyone want God to pray, want me to pray over you that God will activate you today and not tomorrow. This is your day of activation. We didn't come to church. I don't believe in coming to church for nothing. I don't believe in coming to church just to be cute. But I believe in things happening when you get to church. I believe in change coming off. Can I get a witness here? This is your day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I want us to rejoice and to be glad in him. Get the choir hand of the Come on, let's give the Lord a hand praise to everyone. We come to you saying that, again, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we all should rejoice and be glad in this day. And so we open the doors of God's house, the doors of the church are now open. If there's anyone who wants to join the church, you feel like your life is not gone the way you would want it to go. God is redirecting you just like he redirected Moses. Why don't you come? Would you just come right now? Talk to yourself. And say, self, I'm taking you to church. I'm going back to Jesus. Don't worry about your condition. What kind of spirit you've been in, what you are in. The Lord is coming to you today. Will you come? This is your opportunity. Your time is right now to get right with the Lord. We open the doors of the church. Will anybody come? Will you come?
Oh, yeah.
Is there somebody else who would come?
Lord,
is there somebody else who would come? You need the Lord. Come on, don't agitate. Just come.
God alone.
Whatever you're going through, let God fix that thing for you.
Nasheba Beth, and we have Jessica Payne and Diana Payne.
Amen. This is Sister Beth right here.
Amen.
This is Sister Payne right here.
Amen.
Diana right here. Amen.
Amen.
Three more saints.
Yeah.
That's a good sign, isn't it? Add it to the kingdom. I say to you first and foremost that in spite of anything the enemy may plant in your mind, you can't live holy.
Yeah.
They want to be able to tell everybody you cannot live holy. I got saved at 19. And I can tell you right now, you can live holy.
Amen.
And I promise you that if you do live holy, every day going to be better.
Amen.
Not to say you won't go through nothing, but you go through it knowing you're going to step out.
Amen.
Come on, help me. I'm stepping out of this. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. The devil cannot keep you bound when you live for the Lord. He just can't. He does not have the power.
Amen.
He does not have the power. Because if he beat that one, don't mean he's going to beat you.
Amen.
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 Mike Tyson may have beat Larry Holmes, but he couldn't beat Buster Douglas. God always got something for him.
Amen.
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 When you get saved, God always got something for the devil. Because he's going to show up. And I want you to talk to God just like you talk to me and just like I'm talking to you. God ain't way over yonder somewhere.
Amen.
He said the word is not even in your mouth. And all you got to do is speak it. And God has given you power to speak some things into existence. This is a new day in your life.
Amen.
Don't even start, when you leave here today, don't act like everything is the same. It's a new day.
Amen.
Change your routine. Change your actions and watch God work it out. Amen?
Amen.
I don't have to tell you specifics of you. It ain't nobody's business but yours. Specifics of what you do, and you do what you do. But whatever it is, if it ain't right, you pray to God, God, take this away.
Amen.
Then Moses pulled those shoes off. God said, fall back, bro. Oh, that fall back. And when he fell back, God said, pull off them gaiters. Pull off them Nikes. Pull off them Jordans. Now, Jordan, man, what is he saying? Yeah, pull them off.
Amen.
Pull them off. Look at the name and say, pull it off. Pull it off. Pull it off. Get rid of it. If it's in your hand, get rid of it. My dad used to smoke Prince Albert. Now he's Bishop Emeritus. His picture's out there on the wall.
Amen.
Mama did snuff.
Amen.
The snuff went.
Amen.
That lady right there,
right.
She's smoking a whole lot of cigarettes.
Oh.
She get mad at him, she'll blow it in the face. But I had something for her. And you're going to get the Holy Ghost. Hey! I got my voice. Come on, my voice. I got the Holy Ghost. Mess with the Holy Ghost. She cuss you out. But the Holy Ghost wanna change the first lady. Don't tell me the Holy Ghost won't say, we don't play church over here. We bring folks to church to get saved. Fill up with the Holy Ghost. You got a right to live your best. You got a right. He doesn't want you to think, ain't want to keep you in the doldrums of life.
That's right.
And we had a good time, too. We get caught.
Amen.
Have a great time.
Amen.
But you have a great time knowing that if I don't wake up in the morning, if I don't wake up in the morning, if I don't wake up in the morning, it will be all right. Ain't that something? If you lay in the, if you lay in the,
the neighbor said, get laid in the evening. And the sun.
Jesus, heal. God, heal, God, in the name of Jesus. I command Satan to come out of his body. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate it, God. Regulate it. Whatever stubborn is locked, he got to walk through. Raise him up out of his
YAT from blogtalkradio.com. God bless you and be blessed.